Part of Iraq's reconstruction involves getting schools operating again. Many were among the buildings looted earlier this month. Teachers are to return to their classrooms in the next few days, but they don't know how they will provide for their students or even what to teach. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Baghdad.
Teachers have shown up at Baghdad Central School Directorate to get a slip of paper that tells them where to report at the end of this week. They haven't worked for a month and are glad to be back. But they're returning to schools that, like this headquarters, have been smashed. A wreckage of glass, trash, slashed books, and soiled school records swirl across the floor. Every now and then you see a crumpled official picture of Saddam Hussein looking up from the litter, incongruously smiling. Baghdad's teachers are on their own in their ruined classrooms, in a system that for the past generation has been under the tight control of a central authority. Supervisor Zofir Salah says,
"We wait for instructions to come from the upper positions."
But many Baghdad teachers have already returned directly to their schools with brooms to sweep away debris. At Al Harar Intermediate School for Girls, teachers walking into their classrooms were shocked and dazed when they saw the destruction. People who stole the school's file cabinets overturned 28 years of school records onto the floor, but they've been trampled and torn. Textbooks, which all had a picture of Saddam Hussein on the inside cover, have been ripped out of their bindings, slashed and scattered. Maysoon has taught social studies here for 20 years.
Those girls, how they could start working, I mean, coming here with all this garbage? Where's the UNICEF to come here? As you see that, we got schools as you got at the same time. We're keeping records for the people when they come, and we're keeping certificates. We are going to throw them all. You are coming here, you say the United States comes here to free the Iraqi people from what they've been suffering from. But we are nothing but chaos.
Another teacher in a headscarf who does not give her name believes that in this new time, some new ideas might be openly mentioned in her classroom.
I can't recognize at this moment because we are just feeling terrible. I hope to travel for some months to England or to the USA to learn something new from their civilization, to return back and teach my students. But I can't believe to get something new or useful from all this smash. I can't believe there will be anything useful for us.
The school was proud of its modern English language lab. All the video screens here have been taken, along with instruction tapes, if the looters want to study English. The room has been left almost bare, save for some students' lessons still flapping from a corkboard. One says, "What's the longest word in English?" Smiles, because between the first and last S, there is a mile. A teacher named Khandia Ismail and a colleague walked over to us, quaking under their ivory headscarves. "From the day I came to this school," she said, "I found this chaos and garbage. Why, when the Americans arrived, did their tanks guard the oil ministry first? We have suffered for 35 years under the brutal regime. We are very happy that the U.S. has come, but for 35 years we have been fighting. Our hearts are bleeding. Even our eyes are bleeding." She's taught Arabic here for 28 years, earning about $2 a day. She says that even as she taught her students to celebrate the Ba'ath regime, she cursed it, but under her breath, for their own safety.
"Among us, we are speaking secretly that we are, because we are afraid from the government. Between us, because we think this is unfair. The whole things are not fair. But outside, we cannot talk because we are afraid from the rain, from the brutal rain. We cannot speak about this because most of our children and kids are going for these reasons. If we just speak up about anything that's happening to us, our sons, our kids are going to be lost from the government. They will take them. So that we are not speaking about these things. Inside our hearts, nobody knows that, just God. We are just happy inside our hearts, but we are not showing that now. because of we are shocked for the time being what's happening now.
The teachers say they have received no instructions from the U.S. officials here on how to proceed when they return to school. The problems they confront are not academic. How do they teach students in the coming weeks about new freedoms without textbooks, paper, and pencils in classrooms that don't even have desks and seats? Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.